Okay, I just had a bit embarrassing moment. I picked up my phone to talk to you guys instead of my radio. Okay, I need more coffee. All right, Anthony, we'll be listening for you to listen in, and if you don't make it back, have a great day. With me, I got a massive door wall right next to my radio desk, and the on-glass antenna that I have on the inside of the glass, like I said, suffices for now. But being as high up as I am, I think Dakota mentioned a 100-foot tower. I'd have to at least put up about a 120-foot tower just to clear the roof of the building if I were allowed to put a tower out from the ground up, because it's a 9-story structure. Like I say, I got options, and, you know, Sean and I have talked about a few things and how to mount it and so on and so forth. But I'm most likely looking at buying a heavy TV game mobile antenna and, again, going back to my racing roots, what they use to get signals out on some road course tracks that have multiple elevation changes and dips and valleys and 120 feet up kind of stuff. There's mobile antennas on ground plane platforms you can mount and run a 58, an RG58 style coax. Because I gotta figure out, like Anthony just said before he logged off, getting the cable, you know, through the door wall and stuff like that without drilling holes. And they just repaired my door wall for leaks that I've had. And this building is 50 years old, and it's got some leaks in it. So those are the projects I'll be thinking about and working on.
I think you would benefit from a small Yagi dual band because they have so much gain, and a tripod, and point it towards whatever repeater you want to use, which I believe is Warren, and I think that'll do you just fine.